Golf courses in Nevada use a lot of water. 236 million gallons a year, actually. But unlike water used indoors, it can't be reclaimed and sent back to Lake Mead. That's why lawmakers cut water allotments for courses by a third beginning this year. And since 2021, new golf courses here are not allowed to use Colorado River water. So that begs the question, where are new courses getting their water from? How is Southern Nevada's golf industry doing in general? And does the recent explosion of indoor golf bars have anything to do with the challenging sustainability situation outdoor golf courses are facing? Here to talk about this is Junghoon Lee, Assistant Director of UNLV's PGA Golf Management Program. Junghoon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris. This is a very challenging time for operators to deal with your water usage, but I believe it's certainly opportunities as well because we have strong golf community. Operations already make some changes in course layout. They reinvented fairway with the hybrid Bermuda, which tends to survive better under excessive heat. They had to change some overseeding plans. They also, since a lot of golf operations use the technologies, it'll be interesting to see the areas that create less traffic by golfers by using the technology so we can limit the unnecessary watering. Obviously, it's much difficult to run operation with those challenges at the moment than just saying it. More work required, lots of planning, collaboration, not only a maintenance department, golf operation. A lot of employees must be on the course, advising the play. Certainly, but it's an opportunity to retain amazing demand that we had last 3 years. Our industry thankfully captured the latent demand during the pandemic, and thanks to the industry professionals, participation in golf has been notably increased. Especially if we look at the off-course participation in golf, the report says the first year, it beats the on-course participation. If we look at the Las Vegas, we have Top Golf, we have Five Iron, we have Pop Stroke, Atomic Golf. The facilities that those resources manage is concerned that beginners and avid golfers have. Like traditionally, golf is known as it takes a lot of time to play, quite a time to complete around 18-hole round of golf. The cost is relatively expensive than any other sports to enjoy the game of golf. And difficulty of the game certainly is very challenging for people to start the game of golf. However, those resources, off course facilities, offer lessons and clinics to help those people to get into the game and enjoy their time and slowly transition into on course participation. The golf is proven that brings significant economic impact. If we look at Las Vegas, it's over $2 billion economic impact and $100 billion in the United States. Not only that, it brings a social impact it's because golf is fun to play and engage with people we know. So yes, we have certainly been facing the challenges to water usage, but it's a time to think about how we create opportunities to win with those off-course environment for participation. I know when I travel with our students to participate in the tournaments, for example, PGA Works College Championship, they host opening reception at Topgolf. It allows us to engage with other players, understand off-course operation. I grew up in South Korea and the importance of the indoor facilities is significant and on the local place. I know they host a tournament using the golf simulator. The champions get invited to actual pro tournament and they also become competitive. So yeah, that's
Yeah. Let me just ask you real quick here, Junghoon. We care a lot about water here in Southern Nevada. What do golf courses typically do to reduce these water requirements?
So, they had to change the water watering plan. Depending on the grass types, they had to spend increased amount of water to retain that grass. For example, the bent grass requires more water during the summer because of the heat, versus Bermuda grass requires less water. So some of the courses had to close for a few months to renovate the grasses, and also they cut down some I'd say the length of the courses, or find the areas that are not necessary to have green grass. So those changes helps to manage the water usage.
Wonderful. Well, golf is big business in Southern Nevada. We have almost 50 courses in Las Vegas alone. In addition, there's also been a boom in indoor golf bars and simulators. Atomic Golf at the Strat was one of three golf bars to open in early 2024 and will soon be joined by a fourth later this year at Mandalay Bay. Here to discuss this is Atomic Golf's Director of Facilities, Derek Austin. Derek, welcome.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
So, Derek, what would you say is the reason for this golf bar influx in Nevada?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different reasons that anybody would invest in golf entertainment in 2024. Nevada being a pinnacle of entertainment and the industry, the way that it's changing, we heard your previous guests talk about some of the challenges with traditional green grass courses. I think some of the advantages that a golf entertainment like Atomic can bring is, you talked about the different skill sets and the different values that we can bring outside of golf while also growing the game. So while a lot of people may be, I don't think traditional green grass courses are going anytime soon. But when you're looking at getting either children or beginners into the game, and then you're looking at getting maybe families or groups or networking opportunities, what we can provide at Atomic, especially in a city of Las Vegas, I think becomes very marketable. And it becomes a really fun place for people to go and not feel the pressure of traditional golf courses, really enjoy themselves and helps of growing the game as well.
The idea of combining sport and alcohol for fun seems like a no-brainer in a place like Las Vegas. Do you think that culture and style of Vegas feeds into this influx?
I think there's aspects of it that do for sure. Some of our spaces that we've designed with our tap room, all the way up to our Cosmic Lounge, all the way into our putting district. I think a handful of that is probably influenced by the culture of Las Vegas, and we try to tie ourselves into the community, as well as what people are coming to Las Vegas to do, while also trying to be responsible and understanding that there's people that still want to just have fun and maybe you're there to develop your game. It's an absolutely a great question, because I think you're right. I think there's a lot of things that went into the design that adhere to the culture of Las Vegas while also trying to make ourselves a little bit different, ensuring that everybody there is having a good time no matter the circumstance.
What are the demographics of people you see coming into Atomic Golf? Do you see a lot of young folk?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got junior sets for kids, so you don't have to have your own golf clubs to come to Atomic. So I think that broadens the horizon of the atmosphere and the culture that we can bring. So yeah, we see anybody from small kids picking up clubs for the first time to, maybe the adult with the family that was never into it, or all the way up to the scratch golfer who is there, excuse me, to perfect their game. So I think the vast variety of people that we get in is kind of a representation of what we're trying to do here at Atomic. And like you said, whether we're growing the game or whether you're perfecting it, I think it's a perfect place to be.
How do these kinds of entertainment-centric golf experiences provide, like I said before, or like I will say now, a gateway to the actual sport of golf?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of the things that we develop, we create a stress-free environment for you to kind of pick up that club for the first time. We supply clubs for you. So if you are coming and you don't have that set of clubs and you're looking to get into something, we can pair that up with as well. We do a lot of group outings. We're looking into potentially doing, demo days with different club manufacturers, or a lot of people who come in and do groups will allow them to bring in a pro, and they'll kind of help perfect or maybe give you a lesson while you're there for an event. So by being open-minded and kind of supplying the tools for their success, we're able to kind of navigate ourselves in a way that allows people to grow their golf skill if that's what they're looking for, and can either take that to the green grass courses or can take that to other, you know, golf entertainment industries as well.
Now, Derek, Atomic Golf opened in March, and 2 months later, it was already announcing layoffs. Would it be fair to interpret this as a sign that the golf bar market here is perhaps a little saturated already?
I think one can probably make that assumption. I think it's kind of up to your thought if that's what it is. I think Las Vegas is such a entertainment driven market that I think a lot of places open up and you kind of maybe without understanding it, it's, you know, kind of cornering it. You know, you might have something that maybe it's the area that you're built in, or maybe it's, you know, the growth of out parts of the city, you know, understanding our location. I think there's some challenges that we face with it, but I think what we have to offer will suddenly grow, you know, as we continue to build that way up into the Arts District. So I think, like I said, some people may assume that. I think personally, it's just an industry that, you know, although there are other people in the market, I think it's just some things that we're going to battle as we're into Las Vegas, but I don't think that will hinder us from being successful.
Jung Hoon, I give you, we have 20 seconds left. What do you think is the future of golf here in Las Vegas?
I think it's, Las Vegas could be a golf hub there where, we have a decent participation in on course and decent participation in off course. And as a academic.
Well, that's all right, Jung Hoon. We'll have to leave it there. I want to thank Professor Jung Hoon Lee, Assistant Director of UNLV's PGA Golf Management Program, and Derek Austin, Director of Facilities at Atomic Golf.